Six Music from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
found this photograph yesterday I haven't thought about for ages. On the photograph, there's me mate Tony, his mate whose name I don't remember, Paddy O'Connell, who's a friend of mine. He hosts Broadcasting House on Radio 4 and is a great journalist and a very funny man and a lovely man. And Dirk Benedict, a.k.a. The Face from the A-Team, and also Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica back in the day. We were all in the K West bar, the K West being a notorious hotel in London, which I've been visiting now for a depressingly long time. Dirk was on an edition of the BBC's entertainment news programme, Liquid News, and so was I, and I had a riot. I had so much fun. On this photograph, incidentally, he's still got his TV makeup on, which always flares up yellow under a flash, making all famous people look jaundiced. But he wasn't shy with the stories, Dirk. So with the help of a very beautiful record company employee called Roisin, we lured him to the K West with the promise of brandy and cigars, and he sat and told us all his stories. He totally dished the dirt on the A-Team, on Battlestar, George Peppard, Jane Seymour, the lot of them. It was great. I love a good story, I love a good drink, and both had been happening on this picture. This should be a regular item. Let's call it In My Room. Can we hear the Beach Boys tune now? Yeah. In my room. In my room. In my room. So, yeah, we'll make that a regular item. Every time I start the show from now on, I'll talk about an object in my room. But for now, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Maybe it's the falling leaves that are making me nostalgic. That's why I was digging through photographs yesterday. Let's face it, with my band, I've made quite a good living out of nostalgia. It's something I enjoy a great deal. The theme of this week's show is going to be tunes I was listening to, or rather tunes you could hear in the Ritz Ballroom circa 91 on a Monday night. Monday night was indie night at the Ritz, and I dressed like a bastard, and eventually with other members of Elbow, because it was around then that I met them all, we used to go down there and look at girls hopelessly, and never ever get kissed because of the way I was dressed probably, and we'd hang around in the bottom corridor as well. It was back in the days when you could smoke in clubs and venues and things like that, and the smoke filled downstairs corridor of the Ritz Ballroom in Manchester. I know there's quite a few people kicking around areas of Manchester with babies in prams, or maybe even older kids than that, who will remember the Ritz on a Monday night. But yeah, a selection of music from then. A visit from the Beckopedia is going to happen. Brilliant tune that she's picked this week. She is a genius, isn't she? And new music as well from Rosie Plain. I'm really loving that record. Also, Song for Gaia requests from you lot, including Gurumel, which is new to me. A tune from Neil Diamond, which is great. And two Elton John tracks in a row, just to throw you a curveball. Some of Elton John's stuff blows my mind, and these two tracks can't really not be next to each other. They're just fantastic. All that and much, much more, and me maybe telling you some of Dirk Benedict's stories, if I consider them fit for broadcast, as we go along. For now, though, picture me now in a rainbow poncho. That's all the colours of the rainbow. A rainbow poncho. No hair, shaved all my hair off apart from my fringe, and a pair of aviator-style National Health glasses, massive hiking boots, and ridiculously baggy combat trousers, pogoing, and I was very, very thin at the time, pogoing on the sprung dance floor of the Ritz Ballroom Manchester to this tune. We'll be right back. Talking Heads and Psycho Killer. Memories. This next tune is by Ty Segall. If you're not, or Ty Segall. But I think it's Ty Segall. Or maybe it's Ty Segall. Anyway, he's an American musician and songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, plays guitar, plays drums, and he sings as well. This is his third solo album, I think. I think that's right. And when he was questioned, when he was making this record, he said, let me have a look here, where is it? He said, I want to do a total glam Stooges meets Hawkwind or Sabbath, something like that. I think it would be super fun. I want to throw people off. I want to make a really heavy record, evil space rock. Put a little Satan in space and you've got the sound, he's reported to have said. So, brilliant. Has he achieved it? Let's have a listen. From the forthcoming record, Twins, in fact, it's out now, this is Ty Segall and Love Fuzz.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's great. Ticey Gal from the album Twins, that's Love Fuzz. Tuna Rooney.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Giddy and Cav.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Tubby, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Williams, Tom Waits, Cravat, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Tim Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey New, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Wah, Minute, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the Six Music listeners, and that's it.
Giddy and Cav, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio.
Six.
Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Okay, this tune by Beck turned me onto his music, really. I kind of was vaguely aware of Loser when that came out, because it was a great big hit. But this is the one that made me really scrutinise the man, and he's been a favourite artist since. Here he is, here's Beck, with Where It's At.
Total
Now then. In 1962, anyone with imagination and a flair for creative sound production could walk into a studio with a simple idea and a relatively small budget and walk out the same day with a potential hit record. It was a time when crazes in music and dance were longer lasting and could spawn many variations before they ran their course, because television and radio were as close as anything got to going viral. One of the dances of the day was the mashed potato, a kind of reverse twist that had teens grooving all over America. It was this dance, along with an outrageously funny ad-lib by an out-of-work actor, that would eventually help create one of the best-known and least irritating novelty records of all time. Bobby Boris Pickett was performing one night with his band when he decided to spice up the Diamonds song Little Darling by singing it in the style of Boris Karloff. The audience loved it, and it didn't take long for him and fellow band member Lenny Capizzi to come up with an idea which combined Pickett's flair for comedy with the hippest new teen trend. The result is the Monster Mash, a song that combines an irresistible groove with wonderfully rusty recording techniques, hilarious homemade sound effects, and a brilliant performance by Pickett to create a rough around the edges record that still sounds fresh and fun a full 50 years on. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoot.
The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Whoa.
Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring.
Whoa.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
Whoa. Whoa.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash
good.
Monster mash.
Thanks to the Beckopedia, that was Bobby Pickett and Monster Mash. So the theme of this week's show is the sprung dance floor at the Ritz in Manchester, circa 91. This is another tune that used to blow my mind. Ladies and gentlemen, The Smiths.
Come on. Dracula.
Ritz Ballroom dance favourites. Well, God, I messed that up, didn't I? Ritz ball dance room favourites. Whatever. In a while. This next tune's been getting an awful lot of attention. It's by two artists I really like. In fact, we've already heard from one of them today. David Byrne from Talking Heads and Saint Vincent. This album's called Love This Giant. And what a brilliant collaboration. The tune's called Ice Age. I love it.
Oh, Diamond, how have you been? Oh, Diamond, it's such a shame to see you this way, freezing it out, your own little ice age.
Byrne and Saint Vincent, go and buy that record, it's astonishing. The album's called Love This Giant, and the name of the tune is Ice Age. Fantastic. Life takes you down some strange roads, doesn't it? When I was playing the A-Team, age 10, in the playground at St Bernadette's in Whitefield, who'd have known I'd be getting drunk and having cigars with the face? One day, you know, if you'd have told 10-year-old me that, I'd have spent the rest of my life looking forward to it. Similarly, when I was 17, at the Ritz Ballroom on a Monday night in Manchester, the only nightclub I felt comfortable in, probably the only nightclub that would have let me in due to my age and the way I was dressed. If you'd have told me I'd one day be duetting with the man who sang this song, which happened some couple of decades later, again, it would have blown my mind. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pixies. Amazing. Pixies and Wave of Mutilation. Fantastic. I ended up duetting with Frank Black. We did a gig together in Tennessee with Richard Hawley playing guitar. It was amazing. And we did a cover version of the Pixies. Is it a cover version if he was involved, seeing as he wrote it? Yeah. We did a version anyway of Cactus by the Pixies. And I shared the lead vocal with the great man himself. Mind-blowing experiences. Nostalgia, autumn.
New to Six Music.
Music changes your life, changes everything, and we get to listen to it with you.
Lou Reed's New York Shuffle. In 12 unique programs, Lou Reed and co-presenter Hal Wilner delve into their record collections to showcase an eclectic blend of music from today and years gone by.
It's very similar to what we used to do growing up, get together with friends and you play each other music.
I look forward to every show we do because Wilner comes in with the most amazing tracks that only he knows of.
Catch up on any episodes you may have missed so far at the Six Music website and listen Saturday nights from midnight on BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
This next tune is a Song for Guy recommendation from Angela Walsh. And amazingly, and this never happens, it's the one on the top of the pile in front of me. I don't have to be scrambling through my papers to find it. Angela's in the mid-north coast of Australia, and she said, Guy, please play Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu. I think that's right, Yunupingu. His song Baru from the album Rakala. I just love it because it takes you to a place of serenity and bliss, an almost meditative place. I think someone else said Gurumul makes you breathe differently. This song is heavenly. Please share it. Angela, on the mid-north coast of Australia, it would be my pleasure.
Oh, walang tarang awo no longer. Panayo mulo ka na lirikin, lirikin may toto kikawara.
Amazing. That was Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu, and his song was called Baru, and it's from the album Rakala. All of that might be spelt differently to how I pronounced it. I may have pronounced it correctly, but what? There's not much chance of that, is there, really? Any corrections, any berations, if that's the word, get in touch. guide.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Similarly, if you want to recommend a song, not request, but recommend a song that you don't think we've heard before, come on, share the wealth. What's that one song you'd play your mate to impress them? Get in touch. It's guide.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, and I'll have a look, and if I like it, I'll play it. All right, let's move on swiftly to another tune from 1991, the Ritz Ballroom in Manchester, where a very skinny version of all the members of Elbow are... how would you dance this next one? I think you would fold your hands behind your back, lean forward and stick your chin out, a la Morrissey, to this one.
I know that this
The Cure and Boys Don't Cry. Of course they do. Sue Barsby's been in touch. She says, when you spoke about writing about home, it's one of the things I like about your lyrics. But what about those of us who can no longer define home as easily as you? For those of us who grew up somewhere different to where we now live, it can be more of a floating concept. These days, my house is my home, and my house is in Nottingham, but Nottingham isn't my home. I grew up in Kent, and when I go back there, I don't feel like that's my home anymore either. There's only 170 miles between them as well. God knows how I'd feel if I'd settled somewhere more far-flung. Neil Diamond summed this up excellently in his song, I Am, I Said. The line in question is, LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I think he was going through divorce at the time. It gives a real insight into feeling displaced and yearning to feel like you completely belong. Hope you're just splendid. Sue Barsby. Oh, Sue, well, I cannot relate at all. I've always lived in this part of the world. Not always a comfortable feeling, if I'm 100% honest. You don't always think, good old Manchester, good old home. Glad I didn't move anywhere else. Sometimes you think, they haven't cleaned that signpost for 15 years. And things like that can depress me. I've got this civic pride thing going on that makes me interfere with council business, basically. Anyway, I don't know about this feeling of displacement. Let's discuss it. Recommend songs that make you think about home. Tell us if you have this floating where is my home thing that Sue Barsby's got and that Neil Diamond's got. So for all the displaced and floating and homeless, this is Neil Diamond and I Am, I Said. Should cheer you up this, Sue.
LA's fine, the sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I am my cries. Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside that I've tried, but it won't. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried, I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Cold Tap from Rosie Plain, from her album Joined Sometimes Unjoined, which is just great. I'm loving this record. Fantastic new music here on Six Music, the greatest radio station on earth. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. If that wasn't my finest hour, this could be. I'm with you till midnight when the great Don Letts takes over. And right now I'm going to throw you a big juicy curveball. This is the opening two tunes from Elton John's Blue Moves. Your Starter for 10 is the first track, which is quoted from Bamba Gascoigne when he hosted University Challenge, would you believe? Followed by the song Tonight, which is exquisite. Turn this up if you've the opportunity. And if any, it converts any of you to Elton John, you are duty bound to tell me about it. Here we are. Elton John, Your Starter for 10.
before the rain starts falling. Tonight, does it have to be the old thing? Tonight, though it's late, too late to chase the rainbow that you're after. I'd like to find a compromise. Oh, place it in your hands. My eyes are blind, my ears can heal. Oh, and I cannot find the time. Tonight, just let the curtains close in silence. Tonight, why not approach with less defiance? The man who'd love to see you smile. Would love to see you smile tonight. Just let the curtains close in silence. Tonight, why not approach with less defiance? The man who'd love to see you smile. The man who'd love to see you smile.
Amazing, eh? That was Elton John and Tonight, preceded by Your Starter for 10, which is the way he opened up his amazing album, Blue Moves. If that has turned you onto Elton John's music or made you want to scrutinise the man's back catalogue a little closer, do get in touch. I love Elton John and the vast majority of what he's done. I think he's fantastic. Guy.6music at bbc.co.uk. And don't feel you have to agree with me. In fact, what's the fun in that? Excuse me, I had to pause for a drink there. We had a song for Guy recommendation from... Is it written down there? Craig Anderson. Craig says, Hi guys, still enjoying the show. It's an excellent way to hear new music and also to be reminded of some older tracks that I've either missed or forgotten. Thank you, Craig. That's what I'm here for. A few weeks ago, he says, I heard you play Duke Ellington's Sea Jam Blues. Took me immediately back to my youth and the album Gorilla by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Take a listen to the intro and the outro, which is based on Duke's track. I certainly will, Craig. I love this record. My mum cites that this record helped to get through the initial stages of a divorce. This and Monty Python, which me and my brother played an awful lot in the house. Obviously a very, very sad time when you recently divorced, especially if you've got so many children. Mum and Dad had a bunch of kids, you see. And she said the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band and Monty Python helped her through. So here we go. This is for Mum as well as for Craig Anderson. This is the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band and the intro and the outro.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoons, rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater, alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace clarinet with Donna Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson violin. Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Park, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Especially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General de Gaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunican as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. That's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
Great, eh? The Bonzo Dog Doodah Band from the album Gorilla and the intro and outro. That was a Song for Guy recommendation from Craig Armstrong. Craig Armstrong? Craig Anderson. I've actually put you in my computer as Craig Armstrong. Oh, well, I might leave it like that.
My show has always been a show of musical discoveries. This is Giles Peterson. It's a constant search of not just contemporary music, but also the roots of music all around the world. I'm looking for those record collections that never got out of that town, that country. It's musical archaeology. Independent releases, tapes that might not even have got cut. Whether it's some stuff I picked up in Senegal or some new music from Colombia, I'm being able to unearth some gems that have a huge influence on the music that's being made today.
Giles Peterson.
3 till 6 every Saturday afternoon.
On BBC Radio. 6
Music.
Jolly Jupiter.
It's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
So I record my programme on a Thursday, as I told you before. Tonight I'm going to see Grizzly Bear in concert, supported by Villagers. I love Villagers. We've toured with those boys. I think I interviewed Connor for the programme. And I love Grizzly Bear, and I've never seen them live before. We've been at plenty of festivals at the same time as Grizzly Bear, but something's always going on, and I've never managed to see them live. So I'm going to go and do that tonight, and I'll tell you all about it next week. For now, though, hopefully they'll be playing this tonight. This is Grizzly Bear and The Sun In Your Eyes. This is from their new album, Shields. was Grizzly Bear and The Sun in Your Eyes. I think I've made you wait long enough. Here's a Dirk Benedict story. He said where he lives out in Los Angeles, he regularly has Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous tours coming onto his property. And it really annoys him, really irritates him, sort of invading his privacy. He says, so I got myself a spud gun. And I said, I had a spud gun, Dirk. You know, it's not going to be much good, is it? So he says, no, mine fires whole potatoes. Mine fires whole potatoes. And there's a lake next to my property. And if they get too close on the boat, I fire potatoes at them. What a great image, eh? Face from the A-Team. With a kind of homemade A-Team style improvised weapon that fires whole spuds at Hollywood tourists. Preposterous. Here's the Middle East with a song called Blood. Give it all of your attention and all of your love.
But your beard someday might be. As you woke up in a cold sweat on the floor, next to a family portrait drawn when you were four, and beside a jar of 2 cent coins that are no good no more. She lay aside. Back to the home you made on the mountainside, with that only terrible thing those papers for, to watch a lonely ring, a lonely ring. Sit on your porch and pluck your strings. When you'll find somebody you can play, and you'll follow the creek that runs out into the sea, and you'll find a piece of the Lord. Thank you.
Have they really split up forever? I can't bring myself to believe that's true. They've got to reform. They're too good. The Middle East and blood. My mate Paul, and Paul does artwork for albums, among many other things. He's a DJ as well, but he did the artwork for the last I Am Clute record, and he did the B-Sides album as well, and he's doing the next one as well. Paul is a wonderful man. Him and his missus Sarah have just had a baby. I'm afraid I don't know the name of the baby, but it'll be called something far out, because they're a pretty cool couple. It'll be called something wacky, like Phoenix Honeydew Resonator the Fifth. So this is for Phoenix Honeydew Resonator the Fifth Brownless. And this is kind of how it must have felt for Paul and Sarah when their little baby arrived. Lots of love, you three. Patti Smith is incredible, isn't she? I was listening to John Cale on the first time, that brilliant show that Matt puts together here on Six Music. I love John Cale, and he's I've met him a good few times, and bless him, he made one of Elbow's tunes, one of his Desert Island discs, which, considering the records he's been involved in producing, is absolutely incredible. Responsible for a lot of Patti Smith's success, among other people. And listening to her on that programme reminded me of this tune. This tune is absolutely gorgeous. It was originally a song for Guy, recommended by one of you lot. It's Patti Smith and Wing.
One, two, three, four.
I was waiting. all over Spain, and I was free, needing nobody. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I was a pawn, didn't have a move, didn't have nowhere I could go. But I was free, not needing nobody. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And if there's one thing could do for you, they saw nothing, no future at all. Yet I was free, I needed nobody. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And
we hadn't tested the ambience on this show. So I'm sticking my microphone out of my roof. You can hear it's autumn there, can't you? My birdseed brings all the nut hatches to the yard, etc, etc, etc. Where are we at? Oh yeah, that was Patti Smith and Wing, which is what made me think of birdies. Hang on a sec. Nah, I'll get that in a bit. I am, after all, making a radio programme. Shouldn't really answer the phone on air. This is the Low Anthem. The song's called Charlie Darwin. And I have a sneaking suspicion that somebody went mental with the auto-tune in the making of this song. But it really suits it. And it's a depressing but awesome sentiment. It's a fantastic tune. It's the Low Anthem. It's Charlie Darwin.
Thanks. Music.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
We're collecting strap lines for the show. We've got Keep Up The Work, we've got Better Than Nothing. Paul Sanderson's show strap line is Sean Keaveney, tolerable almost every morning. Not too funny, that's right. That was a genuine remark from a listener's girlfriend. I like the Six Music Breakfast Show, it's not too funny. But I've got a really good one as well. Six Music Breakfast Show. It may get worse before it gets better.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7.
Answered. Strap line. Here.
On BBC Radio.
Six. Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC. That's who.
If I was ever on Desert Island Discs, God, I'd find it agonising. I'd be tempted to pick one-minute tunes because they don't play much more than that on the programme. And then they could play them in their entirety. But that doesn't do... That's not playing the game, is it, really? This would be one of my Desert Islanders, this next tune. It was a B-side for Talk Talk called It's Getting Late in the Evening. And although it's not one of their greatest ever songs, I feel more personally attached to it because it was a B-side. Because it's... I don't know. It makes it somehow more personal for me. It's an astonishing thing, especially if you listen to it loud. It's got lots of little bumps and crackles, and you even hear somebody snigger in the middle of it. And then it's got the most gorgeous, lush synthesizer stroke Hammond organ solo in the middle, which if you're listening to it loud, just does something to my soul. It really does. I recommend, if you can, that you turn this up. It's Getting Late in the Evening from Talk Talk.
Thank you.
subtle and beautiful and timeless. Talk Talk, and it's getting late in the evening. Wild. Let's have some Oscar Peterson. We mentioned him before in reference to the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, when he was doing his version of Sea Jam Blues in Craig Armstrong. Craig decided that that was going to be the inspiration for his tune that week. Anyway, Oscar Peterson is perfect late Sunday night music, this. From the album Night Train, this is I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. Oscar Peterson and I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good from the album Night Train. Well, that's it for another week. Thank you lot for your Song for Guy recommendations and your emails. Oh, I've just noticed I left one out. It says, Guy, thanks so much for putting me onto Husky. You played the beautiful Tidal Wave last Sunday just as I was tucking myself into bed. I've been playing their album all week. Big love, Louise in Stoke Newington. Louise, that's what we're here for. When I say we, I mean everybody at Six Music, including the wonderful Peter and Michelle and the Beckopedia and everyone who helps me put my show together. Thanks for all your emails. Thanks for all your Song for Guy recommendations. The great Don Letts up next, so don't touch that dial. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you...
So lonely at midnight for you. Six.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m.
The Introducing Mixtape.
Right now.
It's Don Letts.
No matter what the people say, these sounds leads the way. It's the order of the day from your boss DJ. Yes, my people, I'm Don Letts, once again crossing time, space and genres with a kaleidoscope of sounds that tonight will include the Irrepressibles, Prince Fatty, the Rolling Stones, Nicodemus, the Clash, the Herbalizo and Paco Zambrano Isu Combo, all coming up in the first hour. If you want to kick back and relax, then the second hour should be right up your street. But until we get to that, put on your dancing shoes and get ready to boogaloo to something new from the Cuban Brothers presents the CBs. This is Mike for President, the Sight Magic Remix.
Forward. Miguel for president, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go!